Coming up next, another edition of Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237.
Welcome to another edition of Reaching Out. I'm Gregory Floyd, president of Local 237 Teamsters. Once again, our special guest is Tony Touch, a.k.a. Tony Toca. He's a hip-hop, urban, Hispanic genre. He began his career as a b-boy doing rap music renaissance of the early 80s. He's been around for a lot of years, but he's still a young legend in the game. And I'm glad to call my friend, Tony Toca, Tony Touch. Welcome back to Reaching Out. This is your second time. Thank you for
coming. Thank you. Thanks for having me. Yes, I feel great.
Good.
Quite a run.
So, you know, there's a lot of things happening with you. And I know I want to go over the pandemic. You're still doing things for people, even though we're quasi-pandemic, even though some people think we're out of the pandemic, we're still taking shots. So I wouldn't say we're out of the pandemic, but we're still social distancing, at least we should be. And tell us about your Zoom and your Instagram and your Twitch parties and where people can catch your music live.
Oh yeah. I mean, yeah, we're still moving forward with that whole movement. I mean, we built this community during the pandemic. I started very early on live streaming on Instagram right after the D-Nice explosion. And I was probably one of the first ones to start a Zoom room party simultaneously. And we've built this community. It's been running over 2 years, and it's like I've made a whole new family as well, you know? And I usually live stream 4 days a week. Each day is a different style of music. Sundays is dedicated to house music, since I already do a Sunday night New York City party called the Funk Box. So I kind of brought that element to the stream. That was actually my first live stream, was a Funk Box Sunday night after that pandemic, after the world shut down. Tuesday nights is Toca Tuesdays, dedicated to classic hip hop, you know, funk and soul. Thursdays, I do a live stream dedicated to club classics. It'd be anything from disco to freestyle music to classic house, garage music, Studio 54 vibes, you know. That's Thursday nights. And Saturdays is my Saturday afternoons. I dedicate it to the Latin community. I play a lot of salsa, classic salsa in particularly, a lot of music from the 70s and you know, early 70s up through the mid 80s, a lot of vintage salsa music. So 4 days a week live streaming. I've been pretty consistent with it. We built the community. These people within the Zoom room and people that, you know, log on have made friends with each other and now visit each other, you know, and support each other as well. And it's an amazing thing what came out of it all. And I'm still doing it. Sometimes I'm out now, more mobile. But I'll live stream from my gig just to keep people connected and keep the momentum going.
Now, tell everybody where they could probably IG and Twitch, where they could catch you and join in and catch your broadcast this way. And if they want to go on Zoom, they can get there from IG and Twitch.
Correct. Yeah, so Twitch is more of the focus now. It's a little more leverage in terms of music selection and not really, you know, getting shut down. Like Instagram has a few more rules in place. But my handle is at DJ Tony Touch on both Twitch and Instagram. So if you go to twitch.tv, you can search for me at DJ Tony Touch, hit the follow button. You could turn on your alerts. It tells you every time I'm coming on. Same with Instagram at DJ Tony Touch. And once we're streaming, the streams are up and running. If and when I turn on the Zoom room, we usually pin the Zoom room information once I'm live on one of the other platforms, you know. But it's always a great time. Zoom is extra fun. People turn their cameras on the way we are here right now. And It's a lot of, you know, dancing and goofing around and, you know, people taking shots with each other. It's great. It's like we're at a bar.
Now I also watch a lot of sports, and I saw this 30 for 30 special on the N1, you know, basketball.
Oh, yeah.
Mixtapes. And there was a segment, and there was a couple of songs on there by you on that soundtrack of the mixtape 30 for 30. Can you tell us about that?
Say that again. That
30 for 30 special on the street ball, the greatest street ball.
I'm familiar with the documentary. So they showed something that I had did with them musically.
No, you were credited with some of the music.
Oh, okay.
On the tape.
Oh yeah. Back when they when the N1 campaign was running, I was involved with those guys early on, and produced produced a few mixtapes for that movement. I didn't even know I got credit for that. It's pretty amazing.
You did, because I was watching it and they mentioned your name, and I said, "Oh, it's Tony."
Oh yeah, yeah. That's because early on I was involved in those campaigns, N1 campaigns, and producing different music projects for them to bring awareness to what they were doing.
And the reason I brought that up is because the last film festival, Tribeca Film Festival, you had a film in there, Mixtapes.
Correct.
So I want you to tell us about your film, because I know Robert De Niro was there at your premiere and you were at the auditorium in Washington Heights. And it was a packed place, and it was
a nice
documentary. Great. So tell us about that.
Well, this is a film we've been working on for a couple of years. It's called Mixtape. It's a documentary about the mixtape culture and the impact the mixtape had on the music industry, its relevance, its how it affected the music industry and the demise of it, and how it's evolved into the way we listen to music today, which is playlists and things of that nature. But the film, star-studded, all your favorite mixtape DJs, Kid Capri, you know, Ron G, DJ Clue, K Slay, rest in peace. So we speak to all the legends of the mixtape game, as well as tastemakers and athletes and, you know, Fat Joe and Shaq, Mike Tyson. Everybody wanted to weigh in on the story and how mixtapes played an intricate part in their lives in one way or another. That's amazing. The film was picked up by Universal. And yes, Tribeca Film Festival's premiered it a few months ago. And we're at the finish line now on negotiating a network to start airing it. So that's what we're waiting on now, to figure out which network is going to air it in. Being next year, it's the 50th anniversary of hip hop, as they say. It's the 50th anniversary. A lot of content is going to be out there, and ours will be at the forefront of that, our film.
Now you mentioned the 50th anniversary of hip hop. There's also a museum underway for hip hop in the Bronx that's going to be dedicated to hip hop, Hip Hop Museum.
Correct.
Can you tell us about that project?
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, I believe in late 2023 or 24, it'll be open. I know that LL Cool J, Fat Joe, Kool Herc, all these guys were there for the opening ceremonies. And, you know, the Bronx is the birthplace of hip hop. So what better location to put this museum than the Bronx? And I'm really excited about it. I mean, a lot of people I know have dedicated and have offered, you know, and presented things to be displayed there, all the icons, and it's great. It's a great thing for the culture, and you know, hip hop, we're still growing, you know what I mean? The art form, the genre, and we're maturing. A lot of people are in their 50s, 60s of, you know, have taken the initiative to take it to the next level, like museums and films and things of that nature.
I'm Gregory Floyd, President Local 237 Teamsters. You're listening to Reaching Out. Very special guest is Tony Touch, DJ, and he's also an artist. So I want to say, talk about your collaboration with Louis Vega on Sakude. Tell us about your Sakude collaboration. How well that's done, last year's hit record.
Oh yeah. Well, most people know me. I've produced a few hip hop albums over the years, even some Latin reggaeton albums over the years. And I've always been a fan of house music. So now I'm really embedded in that world. And I produced a whole album of artists, featured artists and producers. The Sakude record you're talking about was like really my first single into that world. Where I'm the featured artist and kind of like doing a little chanting and rapping. It was on Vega Records, who Louis Vega, of course, is world-renowned DJ, producer, record label owner. He puts out great music. And that was my first single on his label. Sakude did very well. It was number one on TrackSource, which is home for house music. It's a website, TrackSource.com. And was number one song of the year on the Afro Latin Brazilian chart. And I'm really proud of it. I got a new single we're dropping now. It's called Apaga la Luz, which translates to turn off the lights.
Ah.
Sakude translates to, you know, shake it off, kind of, you know, kind of like a let go of your worries. Saku that could translate to different things, but
right.
shake it off, you know, dirt off your shoulders vibe. So I followed up that record with Apaga la Luz, which is turn off the lights, and it's hitting hard. We're about to drop it in mid-October, my next single. Okay. And you know, a lot of the music is the energy is all about uplifting spirituality and just positive vibes, and that's the music I like to represent.
Yeah, the two of you, you and Louis Vega, had a nice write-up in Rolling Stone magazine. And I mean, like, Rolling Stone is like the holy grail of music.
And also, amazing, yeah.
They
amazing
good write-up. Reporting, because they were known for their reporting during the Vietnam War. So, I mean, when I looked and saw that article and I read that article, I'm like, wow.
What a write-up. Yeah, that gave it a nice boost, that record. And again, made more people aware how versatile I am in terms of just, you know, I'm involved in all different types of music, like full blast. I just don't tiptoe in it. I give it my all. And it was great to see Rolling Stone write something up about me and house music. It was just like, it was a great look, you know, and a good way to set everything off for the album.
Now, I try to follow music. I try to follow you. So I'm on Instagram. I'm looking, and I see something pop up. One day you're here in New York. The next day you could be over in Italy. I look, you're in Europe somewhere. You and Louis Vega. And I said, he was just here. He's on. He said, Apaga la Luz. Louis, we got another one. And I said, I saw the crowd. They were going. Either you were in Spain, Ibiza, Italy. I don't know where you were. But you had that European crowd going. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Louis Vega has a residency in Ibiza. And I went out there to do a gig. I had my own gig out there in Club Pasha. I was DJing in the hip hop room, which I've been doing for years with my boy Mucho Muchacho. And Louis Vega was already there and the stars lined up. Our timing was great. And I showed up at his party and performed a song and people went berserk, and he's been playing the record all summer in Ibiza, which is, you know, the biggest destination for dance music in the world in the summer. So I'm on the move, man. I bounce around. I go somewhere for a day or two and come back home and leave again, come back home, you know, and that's the gist of it. I don't waste too much time out there. You know, I get in and out.
Yeah. I see on your bio, you visit at least 30 countries. So
oh, yeah.
That's something. Some people can't name 30 countries. You visit 30. So that's a nice
It's been an amazing run. It's been a blessing, man. I've been playing music since 85 and you know, started my mixtape hustle in 91, which is really how people became familiar with me and my brand. And then in 96, I've been on the roads heavily since 1996. So we're talking, you know, almost a 30-year run, you know, 27-year run of me world touring consistently.
Now, out of all of the tours, all of the artists that you've done, which one is your favorite?
All the tours?
Yeah, all the tours, the artists you worked with, which one is your favorite? Well,
I'd go back to the first one, 1996. First mm-hmm. time I went out there was for about 2.5 weeks with the late, great Guru from Gangstar. And he had put out a few albums called Jazzmatazz, where he created this jazz hip hop fusion movement. My first tour in 96, I was on the road with him. I was the DJ for the tour. And India Davenport, the late, great Donald Byrd, Guru, of course, and we toured like maybe 8 countries, you know, everywhere from Greece, Italy, London, Germany. And that was my first tour. So I was just like blown away.
Yes.
That's my favorite, because that was, of course, being that Donald Byrd and Guru no longer with us. So yeah. I said that one's a special one for me and the most memorable for sure.
Yeah, Donald Byrd is one of my favorite artists. And one day somebody's going to tell me, are you familiar with the Mizell brothers?
Mizell brothers, I am, actually.
Oh, so the reason I bring them up is because they produce a lot of Donald Byrd's albums.
Yeah.
So they had this distinctive sound that they had. They did something with Bobby Humphreys, Harlem River Drive, and I see this Mizell brothers, Mizell.
I know that name.
I said, these two guys back in the 70s, they were producing almost everything. And I remember that sound, like Donald Byrd. And I said, Donald Byrd was good when he's in the 60s, but it's like he reinvented himself almost every decade, every 5 years, he would come up with a different sound.
So genius,
four albums.
Genius.
So tell me about the Mizell brothers. Tell me where they came from, how they grew up. If you know anything about them, I'm trying to find out about
them. I'm just familiar with like the name. I don't really mm-hmm. know too much about it, but I have heard of them. I'd have to research it actually myself.
Yeah. Well, one day, that's our next project, to find out about the Mizell brothers. I know somebody, well, you know somebody who could tell us about it. If we could ever get him, get time, because I mean, Louis is like a makes a record of minutes. So I don't know if he has time to even say something. But
they produced a lot. Yeah, they produced. I know Bobby Humphreys, Johnny Hammond.
Yeah.
Or Taste of Honey. I'm looking at it now. Honey. LTD.
Yeah.
You know. Oh, yeah.
Legend. Now, there's an artist that's around. I wonder if she sings, Cindy Mizell. Is she related to them? Oh, Mizell brothers.
Good question.
Yeah. I don't know. I always want to ask that question. Is Cindy Mizell related to the Mizell brothers?
I think they spell it different.
Okay. They spell it different. So they're not.
She, LLE, she spells her name.
Okay.
And the Mizell brothers you mentioned are no E at the end. So.
No E at the L. Okay. Yeah. So there's the difference. So tell us what's next. We have about 3 minutes. Tell us what's next for Tony Touch.
I produce a bunch of shows in New York. I got some great events coming up here. Chelsea Music Hall. This Tuesday, we're doing an event for Puerto Rico, a fundraiser. After work fundraiser for the victims in Puerto Rico. And we're raising money for that this Tuesday from 6 to 11 p.m.
Well, tell us about that. Is there somewhere that people can donate? They just heard this. If they can't make the event, they want to donate while we have the time.
Yes, Puerto absolutely. I'm going to tell you right now. I'll tell you now to GoFundMe. Okay. One moment. Give me 1 second. Hold on.
Okay, we're talking about Now Puerto Rico, we're talking about the tragedy that just occurred, the hurricane and the grid that was knocked out. And a lot of people, they need food, they need supplies. So we're going to tell our audience, who's probably a great audience that really likes to donate. We're going to tell you where to donate.
Yes. So if you go to Instagram or any of these pages, you go to Crazy Legs. Crazy Legs is spearheading this movement. Crazy Legs, of course, world famous B-boy breakdancer from way back in the day. And I'm trying to see if I find the donation link. Hurricane relief efforts. If you go to Crazy Legs, it's a GoFundMe page. And the best way to do it, if you go to Crazy Legs BX on Instagram, he has the link right on his page. I don't know how to read the link at the moment. Okay. If you give me another second, I'll see if it pulls up on this flyer we just did.
Crazy Legs BX.
Crazy Legs BX on Instagram. So you would put at Crazy Legs BX. Yeah. And then, that doesn't have a clear address. I'm going to be posting the link as well. But you go to Crazy Legs BX on Instagram and you hit the link on his bio, it'll take you right to the Hurricane Relief Fund.
Very good. Very good. So we want to make sure that people know that they could help out Puerto Rico during their time of need. And you have a few more events coming up?
Yes, so we're doing that a Tuesday afternoon, and then Tuesday evening into the night, we go into the party, which I already had scheduled with guest DJs Enough and Mr. C. October 9th is a holiday weekend. We'll have Jelly Bean Benitez on that Sunday night, the legendary Jelly Bean Benitez. And then Halloween, October 30th, we're celebrating at Chelsea Music Hall with the legendary David Morales. So these are my New York events. I am going to London in early October. Got some stuff in Florida. You know, I'm on the run. But if you go to my page at DJ Tony Touch on any platform, you'll get the latest updates.
Thank you. Thank you for coming on, Tony. You've been listening to Reaching Out. I'm Gregory Floyd, president of Local 237 Teamsters. Very special guest, hip hop now.
Yeah, I have the GoFundMe R&B link here. Legend. Hold on, if you...
One minute, we have to GoFundMe before we tune out.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, it's hard to read. It's a bunch of letters.
Okay.
You get them to simplify, but I will post the link on my page.
All right. So thank you once again for coming on Reaching Out.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening. And don't forget to tune in again each and every Saturday at this same time for another edition of Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237.